This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Hope you're ready for the holidays. Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt are here with me as we're looking over the news, trying to bring you up to date. One thing that really was kind of a blockbuster this week was the president saying that he was going to actually blindsided a lot of his own commanders and said that we were going to move out, leave Syria, a decision that really upends American foreign policy going back for years. Dr. O is joining us here right now. He's a global affairs consultant, and he's a national speaker and follows what's happening in the Middle East quite well. We want to get his opinion on it. Hey there, Dr. O. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thanks for having me.
And I've got Leo Honeycutt here who is blooming with questions in terms of this very controversial decision. And let me start off by saying, why do you think that Trump just made this decision without really building a consensus, without telling anybody?
Well, that's kind of surprising, and it's a decision that was made in such a haste. I mean, we're looking at the strategic implications of such a decision. There was no debate, there was no consultation with the military top brass, and when you override your national security team, that kind of sends the wrong message. The idea here, this is much more a tactical rather than a strategic policy. And there are two there's a difference between the two. Removing 2,000 troops from Syria, the numbers might not mean much, but the presence of U.S. there holds a lot of sway because you don't want Iran to expand. You don't want Turkey to expand. You don't want the Russians to just roam and do whatever they want. And that's basically what the decision of President Trump would allow those three countries to do.
Okay, Dr. O, this is Leo Honeycutt. A lot of the talks today on the news shows, this just did happen Wednesday, and they're all saying, what was the president thinking and why did this come out of right field? Because there were so many people, even in his own administration, that were caught unaware. Why would he do something like this?
Well, if I have to think, Jim, this has to do with basically responding to his base. The decision was because he promised to withdraw the forces from the Middle East, which is no different than what the previous administration did, but it created problems in Iraq. So now we're having the same in Syria, and we could potentially see the same outcome in Afghanistan. Now, the issue with this, again, it was no debate. And I think the decision was made just to satisfy the base, no more, no less. That's my personal opinion.
Well, here at Christmas, of course, everybody who's got somebody that's serving over in the Middle East right now in the military, and there's 2,000 now that are going to be pulled out right away, it is a nice thing for those families to see their husbands and wives and daughters and sons come back. But by the same token, a lot of the strategic planners in Washington are saying this is, even at the Pentagon, are saying this is going to reinvigorate ISIS.
That's for sure, because here is my big concern with the president's statement, is that when you declare that you defeated ISIS, well, in reality, we have not defeated ISIS 100%. However, we do not ignore the progress that has been made, that about 80% success in defeating ISIS, but there's still some pockets in Syria that still under the control of ISIS. So, in other words, the defeat is not complete, and ISIS might come back again, and most likely will come back again. Now that this fall, the withdrawal of the U.S. will pave the way for that. My other concern has to do with My other concern has to do with Iran, just the expansion of Iran. That's what my big concern is.
Well, and the other part to this, too, is it almost seems like that it's going to reinvigorate a terrorist movement throughout not just Europe, but back here in the United States. And I just don't understand the timing of why the president would make this announcement, especially when he blindsided people in his own administration.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head on this regarding the terrorism aspect. I'm sure your audience were aware of what happened in France, in Strasbourg last week, with the terrorist guy who pledges his allegiance to ISIS. This is, like, to me, it's a sign for things to come, and we don't want to pave the way for terrorists to just start to operate that way. By withdrawing hastily like this, you send in the signal to terrorist groups in the Middle East and so forth that, hey, the U.S. is leaving Syria. Now we can roam and do whatever we want. We won't have to worry about Americans being there.
I don't suppose this would be some crazy way to get back at Russia or try to make himself distant, the president make himself distance from Vladimir Putin.
No, by no means. As a matter of fact, President Putin is very, very excited about such a decision because it allows him now to not only flex his diplomatic and military muscles in Syria, but also to put more some sort of influence in the Middle East, in the greater Middle East that was for the last seven decades or so under the leadership of the United States. It's almost like saying to America doesn't matter anymore. And that's scary. That's sort of, we Americans tend to think of ourselves, because we've always been on the front, that now we have in another country that's taking the lead in the Middle East. That's unusual. That is unusual.
Dr. O, let me ask you this. What would the worst-case scenario? Let's assume we pull out of Syria, we pull out of Afghanistan, we pull out of Iraq, say, look, we can protect our borders, and we just can't be the world's peacekeeper anymore. We've got too many problems at home. What would be the worst-case scenario if we just completely pulled out? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, the first one is you still have the U.S. military presence in other parts in the Middle East. By pulling out, you creating some sort of an opportunity for those troops to be targeted by terrorist groups. That's one. Second thing, your strategic interest in the Middle East, which will be jeopardized down the road, including the cooperation when it comes down to intelligence matters with our partners in the Middle East regarding terrorism. And third, you're allowing Russia now to even expand its influence far beyond Syria. Mm-hmm. And pulling other countries into its sphere of influence, changing the political or the geopolitical landscape of the Middle East to its favor. And the fourth, you have Iran that is not only now influencing Iraq with all the government and so forth. Now, Iran sees another opportunity in Syria that, because it's the greatest ally for the Bashar al-Assad of Syria. But now it is seeing the opportunity that, like, hey, Americans are leaving. We can now influence the decisions within Syria, the territories, and in conjunction with Turkey and Russia.
You know, Dr. O, this almost sounds like the domino effect. You know, once you hit one, what you're describing is the dominoes are all going to fall at some point. And this kind of reminds me of the old story, the old Roman Empire, because once they got out there, they started pulling their forces back in toward Rome, really spelled the beginning of the end of the Roman Empire.
And you're absolutely right. It's because this is where that adage comes. To me, I always fall back on that. History repeats itself. And
yep.
We should be aware and be aware of what's taking place since World War II.
And Doc, we've got to cut things off because we're out of time. I want to tell our listeners, Dr. O has written a great book called Beneath the Veil, Fall of the House of Saud. You can find it on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Fascinating discussion, Dr. O. We want to get you back again just after the first year and talk some more. We hope you have a really fine holiday season. Take care.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, Dr. O, the book again is Beneath the Veil, Fall of the House of Saud. Take a break right now. We've still got much more to go on the Common Sense Show, radiocommonsense.com. We will be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals?
Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun?
That's right, Cajun.
But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
It's our Christmas show here on the Common Sense Show here with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Got my presents all wrapped under the tree. Leo, you done all, you finished all your Christmas shopping?
No, you can make some great deals at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
You can.
I keep looking for the sleigh overhead.
Leo, I was wondering how those presents he bought for us would even fit under the tree.
I saw that U-Haul thing out in your front yard.
Well, they're just waiting to kind of handle all your gifts is what it is, Leo. So, well, I'm excited. I've got nieces and nephews and kids like you guys have got relatives galore that you buy presents for. And so I've done a pretty good, I'm pretty proud of myself this year, actually. I've got, now Amazon's been a big help. I've tried to shop locally. But, you know, it's so nice to be able to know what is your child's interest. I've got a grandchild that, big tennis player, loves to play tennis. Well, what do you get him? I mean, tennis balls and whatever. Well, I found a really neat, nice, big a drink cup that's insulated and put his name on there. And, you know, superstar, and I put his name on the cup. So you just put in the subject matter. That's an advantage for Amazon. And whether we like it or not, Amazon is getting into everything. I want to talk to you about a story that I read this week about Amazon's vision for the future of healthcare in this country. And, you know, the background information says, you know, you let Alexa know, hey, Alexa, I've got a sore throat. And Alexa responds, well, we can either make you an appointment or get you a virtual consultant. And you can have a virtual consultant that over the air will, and they, actually they can send a courier to your home via a little bug, I guess, that comes in. Tiny portable device to do some basic tests for things like strep throat, for example. The strep test is positive. Then the virtual doc sends over a prescription for an antibiotic. All done over Amazon. I mean, just unbelievable. And, of course, they're getting into prescription drugs. You could buy vitamins galore over Amazon.
Unless you're in New York, and they have the Bronx version of Alexa up there, and if you ask her, I've got a sore throat, what should I do about it? She goes, what do you want me to do about it? Call a doctor.
Well, not throughout most of the rest of the country. I'm just saying it looks like that is what's happening in the future with health care. And quite frankly, you shouldn't, if you've got just a cold, do you really need to go to the doctor because you've got a cold? I mean, our medical professionals are overworked and stressed, and we've got the situation now with the drugstores. Now you can go to a CVS
right.
or a Walgreens and get your flu shot.
I was just going to say that. My mother gets her checkup. She regularly gets her flu shot. When she went to the doctor this year, they said, oh, we don't do the flu shots anymore. You'll have to go to the drugstore for that. And so, sure enough, I took her to the drugstore, and a pharmacist came out and gave her the flu shot. But you're right. They're offloading those non-emergency medical needs to Amazon or to drugstores or to nurse practitioners and other people who can prescribe medicine.
And if you know your pharmacist, I'd urge everyone to go and introduce yourself to your pharmacist. Let the pharmacist know who you are. Say, look, I'm a regular customer. I just want to thank you for helping me. And by the way, I've got this particular problem. I got a fever blister. I've got a cold. And well, you don't need to run to the doctor on that. There probably is something over the counter. And my pharmacist, look, I can't prescribe it for you, but really, you really need this particular prescription, which then I can call my doctor's office, and generally they'll fill it. Now, maybe you have to go, but we've got to limit that and take more control over our own health care needs and learn what we need and what we don't need. I've read several articles recently that about how you can, if you've got a cold coming on, you take zinc immediately and
bone up on vitamin C. Yeah,
vitamin C.
Vitamin D. We had the doctor on last week, I think, talking about boosting your immune system with vitamin D too.
And you do that for 4 or 5 days. It's not a continuum thing. You don't take it all the time. So
vitamin C, chocolate. That's always good.
And in Zinkia, Enzima, Anyway, you do
emergency, that's kind of a thing people are getting into.
Well, you put all that together, you might hold. If you don't hold off the cold, you can cut down the time, is the point I'm making. And listen, I'm pretty good at this. You know, my law degree is not an LLD, it's a JD. I'm Dr. Brown, so I'd like you guys to refer to me from this point on as Dr. Brown.
Well, I called you professor when I got here this morning. What else do you want?
Well, professors, I know I'm the professor of thinkology. Now, look, everybody accepts that. All over the nation, they talk about the professor of thinkology at the University of Common Sense, which is our flagship university. But I like that doctor title, and actually I am being facetious. I think, you know, we with all due respect, we had that distinguished professor did a great job on the Affordable Care Act. Well, he's a lawyer, and he teaches. He's a professor. But, of course, his title is Dr. Jose, I think, because he's got the JD. I think to be called a doctor, you ought to be legally have the right to write a prescription. If you can write a prescription, you call you a doctor. But, you know, we got a PhD in human resources or in German literature or something like that. You don't call my life that doctor, but I think we kind of overuse the title, quite frankly, is my own opinion, even though I happen to be a doctor. So, just share that with you. Anyway, I thought it was interesting about Amazon, though, about how they are coming in so strongly, and they've got the networking, and it's going to be the wave of the future. Future, whether we like it or not, and I hope it's good. I hope it works out good.
Do y'all use Alexa very much?
I don't.
Alexa?
I say, Alexa, tell me a good joke for my grandkids. And then she tells me a joke, and I write it to my grandkids.
Yeah, well, and my grandkids have taken her over. And now they fight over, Alexa, play, I forget who the popular thing is right now, or you'll say, play A White Christmas with Bing Crosby. And they'll go, Alexa, stop.
By the way, finishing up on Amazon, also, they're getting closer in to not only can you order things like this, but in terms of nudging people to eat healthier and giving you health tips and laying all that out for you and what you should order, dealing with a poor diet, all that is within the realm of what Amazon is doing. And I'm not pushing Amazon because there's some things about Amazon I don't like, but I think it's interesting that we recognize that you can get a lot healthier. And that's, by the way, and that's something else I was going to talk about in terms of why we need to eat healthier. I see a new study that just come out talking about the fact that we are like 10 pounds heavier on average today than we were in 1999. 10 pounds.
1999?
Wow.
1999. And so it's a very short.
So we've gained 10 pounds in 20 years?
In 20 years, you've gained. The average American is 10 pounds heavier than they were 20 years ago. The same height. You're the exact height average, but the weight increase is dramatic. And it's confusing. You know, when you read over the data, it's just not that you're just throwing down the pumpkin pies and all the food. It's a combination of food and exercise and also maybe changes in your metabolism that makes it difficult to lose weight. So it's very confusing to a great number of people that are looking over what to do to keep us healthier. We'll talk some more about that here on the Common Sense Show. I'm here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our Christmas show here. Glad you're joining us today. Go to our website at radiocommonsense.com. You'll read my new column on the Christmas holidays. I'll tell you about it when we come back. In any event, catch your breath. We've still got several more segments. Freshen up your coffee, and we will be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask
Ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The deadly tsunami in Indonesia, the second one in a year to hit the populous island nation. More than 220 people have so far been reported killed by the tsunami that hit last night between the islands of Java and Sumatra, and hundreds of other people are injured. In 2010, a tsunami killed hundreds of villagers on islands in that very same vicinity. The U.S. Senate adjourning yesterday with no end in sight to a partial government shutdown, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer placing the blame squarely on the White House.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Senators have left Washington for a Christmas break. They'll now reconvene on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we need to talk just a minute about Christmas, and I hope a lot of you folks will go on our website and read the column I wrote this week. You go to RadioCommonSense.com, and you'll see my picture there and talk about the column. But
it's always a good column, too, by the way.
Well, this is a religious time of year. That's the emphasis that it should be. And you know, I've read some, not sarcastic commentaries, but if you read over the Bible and do some biblical study, there's a lot of uncertainty as to just exactly when Jesus Christ was born. There's no real proof that it was December the 25th, and it doesn't really make any difference. You know, we're just taking that time of year to just to remember the birth of Jesus Christ. And whenever it is, I think to me the more special time is Easter, quite frankly. But the focus of my column is it's a nice time of year. I hope everybody makes New Year's resolutions. I'm a big believer in New Year's resolutions. Hopefully you can keep them. If you don't, you're making the effort. And if you look at Thanksgiving, the pilgrims came over here for a new beginning. They wanted to start afresh. That's why they came here. Then we move into Christmas, and the Lord died on the cross to give us a new beginning in our lives. Then you go into New Year's next week, which is the new year. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a time to say, hey, I had a pretty good year, or maybe I didn't, but whatever. Let's kind of draw the line in the dirt and set some goals for the coming year and make the most of the time we have on this earth. And, I'm 78 years old, and I never read the obituaries all that much, but I do now, and I find...
Just to make sure you're not in there?
Well, number one, to be sure I'm not in there. But finding some old friends that passed away, and so we don't have forever, whether you're listening to us as a 30-year-old or someone who's 80 years old. We're not going to be here forever. And so I just would urge everyone to take this time over the Christmas holidays to say, hey, let's just think back over the last few years. What can I do to enhance my quality of life, do better with my family, relate to my kids and grandkids? Just a good time of year to do that. And so I just want to make that pitch. That's something I wrote about this week. It's something I happen to believe in.
Very nice, Father Brown. Thank you.
Well, now he's Dr. Brown. Now he's Father Brown.
Right.
I know. He's got so many titles.
That's right.
That is a nice thought. I thought our earlier guest talking about the presence of angels in our lives, the holiday season, everything just has more meaning, I think, during this time of the year. And it's a great time to think about those things and take you up on your advice to think about how to have a better year next year.
Well, the famed psychologist, Dr. Deepak Chopra, I think is the way you pronounce it, he says, maybe we're not physical beings having a spiritual experience. Maybe we are spiritual beings having a temporary physical experience.
Temporary, being here on earth temporarily. So,
I'm going to check with my guardian angel on that.
That's right.
Pretty good. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, all right. We'll get a report from you next week. So, now, the only thing that troubles me a little bit is that if you read biblical literature, and I've really gotten into a lot of history here. I just finished the Iliad and just starting the Odyssey.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And I'm enthralled. You know, I saw the movie.
A little short book there.
I read the Iliad and the Odyssey back when I was in college.
You had to.
But I saw the Brad Pitt movie Troy, and there were references I didn't fully understand. Just a good movie about a lot of fighting and everything. And I remember the story of the Trojan horse. But when I reread the Iliad, it brought so many things I didn't understand back to life. The importance of the gods and how you relate to the gods and how your honor is, that you want to have honor for the afterlife. I know that Achilles' mother said, look, you got two choices. Because he was struggling as to whether or not to go fight Troy for the Greeks. I'll get it here right. Agamemnon said, they're having a big fight. He and Achilles didn't get along at all. And he said, Mother, should I go over there and fight? Is it my cause? Should I go fight? She says, well, you've got two choices. You could be here at home. You can live a very long life. The gods have told me you, and she was a god herself, his mother, goddess herself. Live a very long life. You'll be happy. You will have kids and grandkids. And that is very nice. But you're... kids will remember you, your grandkids will remember you, and then you will be forgotten. If you go to Troy and fight, then you will be immortal. You will be remembered forever through history. And
thanks to Homer.
It is so hard growing up when your mother's a goddess. The pressure is unbelievable.
Well, that's true.
Go fight, die, and you'll be immortalized.
That's right.
Or you can just stay here and play with your grandkids.
It was very moving.
Be forgotten. What do you want to be, Leo? You want to be immortal or you want to be forgotten?
When I was younger, I wanted to be immortal. Now that I'm older, I would like to just be remembered by the people who count.
Well, you'll leave a legacy. And a lot of you new listeners don't know, Leo Honeycutt is a best-selling author who's written a number of books.
Okay, doctor, that's enough.
Well, no, not, but I say
no, that. You have, and good
Rana,
one.
Rana has two.
That's
You've
right.
got several very impressive books that have gotten worldwide attention all over Europe. And so,
well, Rana's at least done a book signing over in England.
In England.
And that's one of my favorite places, and I can't get anybody to invite me over there.
Well, maybe Dr. O will bring you to Syria. You can sell the only books you can sell in Syria then. What do you think?
I'm not sure right now would be the good time to go.
That was interesting.
Be on a book tour. Be on a book tour there. So, but I'm serious. You both have left a legacy with your writings. I've tried to write myself. I'm in the process. I'm about 80% through a new book I'm writing, kind of my odyssey, if you will, my Louisiana odyssey. And I'm trying to put things down that will be there for my grandkids and great-grandkids and family for many years to come. So,
well, but you have left a legacy because you've always tried to help other people. You've in mass. I mean, you Secretary of State, Insurance Commissioner, State Senator. I mean, your legacy is pretty good too because you've always put it out there in ways that most of us just can't. We just can't.
Well, I think there's a balance. Maybe Ulysses' mother should have given him a third choice. You know, fight to some degree, but don't end up getting yourself killed. You know, get back home and
right.
take care of your family. Because there's a balance there, a third choice that maybe she didn't give him. So,
well, it's like Rana said, though. You know, when you grow up with a goddess for a mother, that's tough.
Pressure.
It's hard to win on that one.
Well, anyway, he did, and so. Anheuser-Busch is investing $100 million into a cannabis-infused drink research up in the Canadian market. They want to put in their beer. A little marijuana is what they want to do. And this is not just a one-shot deal. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Guinness Brewer, Diageo have all said they are watching very closely and are assuming that they were going to soon be into the marijuana market, the cannabis market. So you'll be
well. Good. Let's just see if we can further inebriate people.
Right.
I say that. How far do you go? Is that something that should be?
But now wait a second. That would be that. That doesn't even take into consideration that the tobacco companies looked for a way to enhance the tobacco to make it more habit forming. And look what happened there. Look at the lawsuits. I would be careful about doing something like that if I were a brewer.
I think you're right. I think that because you've got lawyers out there chomping. Look at the whole opioid situation.
That's right.
The lawsuits where states
right.
are bringing huge lawsuits against the tobacco company.
That's right.
And they're looking at it the same way, as you said, over tobacco. And that tobacco is a long fight, but it's cost billions of dollars for the tobacco company.
Not to mention the millions of people who've died as a result of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and so now, and that, you're going to put people on the road after not just drinking a beer, but they have pot mixed in with it.
Combination of the beer.
That's crazy.
That's right. Well, Canada's legalized it, and Anheuser-Busch sees an opportunity. And those are some difficult questions that legislatures, our federal government, will be dealing with. And how far do you limit the rights mm-hmm. of an individual mm-hmm. to do what they want with their bodies, particularly when the offshoot can be a danger to us? And those are serious questions.
You know, I've always thought it was kind of not funny, but it's very interesting. You have bars and lounges along roadways, millions of them across the country, but yet you tell people not to drink and drive.
Conflicts, conflicts, conflicts.
Mixed Radio. Messages.
Radio Common Sense is our website. We'll be right back after this message. Still got several more segments to go for our Christmas show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we were talking at that last segment about marijuana going into the beer, into your Coca-Cola and that kind of thing. Is this too severe, Leo? Well, let me start with you asking you this.
Right.
If you are an illegal immigrant, no, if you have a green card, you're here not a citizen, you've got a green card, you're here on a temporary visa, whatever, and you are convicted of a crime, particularly in the drug crime. Got a case right here of a lawyer that is trying to defend a fellow who has been caught three times with marijuana, selling marijuana. Should he be deported, or should we just give him a pass, let him stay here when he's not an American citizen?
Well, naturally, the court, I think, should deport him. Obviously, he's violated the green card. When you fill out that form and you sign up for it, you have to say you're not going to engage in any illegal activity in the country. So, obviously, he's violated that, should be deported.
Now, he's had three convictions, and he's not an American.
But let me guess, he's not. He's running for office.
Probably the in this day and time, maybe so. But and I agree with you, Leo. I think, look, You know, you play by the rules, and this guy's gotten two. This is not his first or second time. This is the third time. And so he's pleading to stay in this country. And, of course, it pulls your heartstrings because he's got a little girl that's in school, and his wife is here, and he's being deported, but he's been caught for selling marijuana on three different occasions. It's not legal right now, and so you know.
Well, they gave him the first pass, they gave him the second pass, and now here's a third. So what's to say he won't have a fourth, fifth, sixth, and tenth?
Ron, are you playing a bleeding heart on this one, or do you agree with us?
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. We have far too many immigrants trying to get in our country, seeking asylum, and many for very legitimate reasons. And I think we need to give as many as possible a help, get them in legally. But no, I don't have a lot of sympathy for someone who's here temporarily and continues breaking the law. Now, that's a little too much.
I know there's been a lot of controversy over the three strikes and you're out, to where you go, you know, if you've had three felony convictions, even though they are of a minor nature, you go to jail for the rest of your life. And so this guy's, and this is if you're an American citizen. And so go ahead, Leo.
Well, I was going to say, we've got a great plan here that could make all this work for all the illegal immigrants, everybody else who's storming the Texas and the Arizona and New Mexico borders. I say that we bring them across. I say that we bring them in and we put them on a work program to work on roads and highways, because Lord knows we need some infrastructure repaired. And you'll find out pretty quickly who actually wants to work and who doesn't.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think that if you're getting welfare and you're able to work, you should work. You know, we talked to you're writing a book right now
about health care. Yes.
No. That's you guys.
Oh, sorry.
So this
sorry.
This is another book. You're working on several books. This is a book on,
even I'm confused,
the former warden of our state penitentiary.
Incarceration.
And he had told me, he said, you know, everybody says put those darn inmates out on the highways picking up all the trash. Because you know what happens? He says, we've got to have close observation of them, number one. We've got to up our insurance, because one of them gets hit, we get sued. Or the person sues us, who they get hit, we get into lawsuits galore. It's much cheaper just to hire our own people to go out and do that. And so, it just seems like it's natural. Put folks like that to work. If we're working, put those folks to work. So
sounds like you're blaming it on the lawyers, Dr. Brown.
Shakespeare said kill them all, but actually
kill all the lawyers.
We're a better world because of it. And speaking of how far you go, there's a big push now in this country to forgive student loans. The governor of our home state of Louisiana announced this week that he just paid up. He's been governor for 3 years, and just a couple of months ago, he finished paying off his student loan.
Now, after 25, 30 years?
Well, but he paid every dollar back with interest, and I know in my case, I was a state senator. I'd been the state senator for 6 or 7 years when I finished paying off my student loan. And in behalf of the governor, I'll give him credit for this. In behalf of me, I give me credit for this. I didn't ask for a bailout. I didn't ask to have any forgiveness. I made a deal. The deal was I wanted an education. I had to make some choices. I've got to pay this back now if I sign this note, and there's going to be interest in it. And I was paying a pretty good rate of interest back then, if I remember right, back in the 70s, because that's when inflation was going on. And it took me, from the time I got out of law school, I guess 15 years to pay off my student loan. Our governor's paid us off in about 20 some odd years. And so, there may be some extraneous circumstances, but by and large, if you make it, look, I'd love for everybody to go to Harvard and do graduate studies, and if it costs you $300,000, then, be great for some way for that to disappear. But you got to make choices. If you can't afford to go to Harvard, you should go to a junior college and work your way up. It's just life choices you've got to make. And so every time I hear these students screaming about, or people saying, gosh, I'm making $60,000 a year, but I got to pay off a $20,000 student loan. Well, you're paying it off 12 or 15 or 20 years, I'm not that sympathetic, quite frankly. So I had to go pay mine off, and our governor paid his off, and darn it, if a deal's a deal. If you make a bad deal, you gotta live by it.
You know, I guess maybe I just came from a different time, and I hate to admit this, but I never had a student loan. I worked my way through and paid my tuition as I went, and I never had to borrow anything. Then when my kids came along, I kept dropping a carrot in front of them saying, look, you keep your GPA up and you get your scholarships, I'll take you to Europe, or I'll do some, you know, something like that. I'll give you some carrot at the end of it. And they did. And so they don't have student loans.
Well, they're fortunate, and you're fortunate to be there for them to be able to work on the side or do whatever. And now, you know, a lot of these kids, they want to go to Europe for the summer. They don't want to have a job. I work my way through school. I used to pay my banjo on Bourbon Street at a place called Your Father's Mustache to be able to pay the bills. So I'm not on a high horse here, and it's the Christmas holidays, and this is our Christmas show.
This is the Bah Humbug segment.
Well, no, I don't say Bah Humbug to our governor in Louisiana, a guy named John Bel Edwards, the only Democrat who's in the entire South. But in any event, kudos to him for saying, hey, it took me 20 years, but I paid off my student
loan. Right, I agree.
But, you know, so many are holding back now because they think, well, the government's saying they may forgive the loan. So now it's a disincentive to keep making your payments.
Paying it, right.
That's right. Well, I hope that people show responsibility, as a lot of us did. We're winding down the show. Christmas season's right here. We'll be on next week with a New Year's show. We'll hold off all our New Year's resolutions until next week. And I'm sure, Leo, you'll have a long list of them.
Oh, I'll just bring the one from last year.
Just recycle. Right. Recycle the whole
thing. That's exactly right.
So, Rhonda, do you make Christmas? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I do. I do. Make them. They last probably till almost February 1st.
All right. All right. Well, you guys,
I put a lot of time in on them.
Well, I've got some priorities. I'm thinking them through right now. I've got several new hobbies I want to take on. And, you know, people, I'm just so busy, I can't do something like that. I never could play the piano, never did, but I want to learn to play the piano in 2019.
Wow.
That's one of my resolutions. I'm going to get a piano, and I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to get someone to teach me. And I want to, look, if Jerry Lee Lewis can play a whole lot of shaking going on with three notes and learn that himself from Faraday, my hometown.
Yeah, you might get him to teach you.
That's right.
That might be who you want to teach you.
Three notes, all those rock and roll songs.
Oh, it was incredible.
But he did play with his feet. He was able to bang on the piano with
his
feet.
Well, Jim, you've learned to paint very well. You've played the ukulele. You've got a lot of talent. So I've got no question you'll conquer the piano.
But I'm all a generalist, not a specialist. Specialist does it well. I just kind of try it out for fun.
So. Well, tell you what, I'll give you a carrot. If you can get to Carnegie Hall within 10 years, I'll take you there.
Oh, okay.
Well, if I can find my way.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Yeah, like practice.
They say you have to do something, the outlier book, Malcolm Gladwell. 10,000 times, and then you can conquer it.
10,000 hours, that's right.
Right.
And they've done studies where if you're a member of the symphony and you play the violin well, they check over you've worked for 6,000 hours. But if you are the soloist, you practice for 10,000 hours.
There you go.
Just the commitment you want.
And me, I'm just fiddling around.
Well, Leo and Ron, I hope you guys have a very happy Merry Christmas for coming up here this week. And I hope all you listeners out there do, too. Hope you enjoy your family, enjoy the holidays. We'll be back next week for a New Year's show. We'll make our New Year's resolutions. And hope you'll make yours, too. Hey, so you can email them to us. Go to our website at RadioCommonSense.com. We'll play out some of the New Year's resolutions.
That'd be great.
Have a happy holiday,
happy
you guys.
Happy holidays.
All right. Meli Kaliki Maka.
Thanks, Leo and Rana. See you next week. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.